You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Winner's Lounge.
Let's go!
Still unsure what I'm looking at. Looks like we met. That's us. Nuggets get the win. Some might say a statement win. Some might say best win of the year. I don't know. Maybe we'll debate all of these things. But what it was an... They don't hear the music? No music? Oh, no. Oh, you denied them.
I should have did the dance.
Oh, no. And still no music. Oh, man. What a tough winner's lounge for people not to get the funk. What a denial. What a denial for
just
the people.
Just know that it was the funkiest.
Yeah,
the
funk. You can play it now. You can play it now.
It was funk.
Ah, what a bummer.
It was acapella, baby.
Guys, this was an insane night, honestly. Insane on all accounts. We had our party bus. We had an absolutely packed DNVR bar that was incredible. I don't know where the atmosphere was better, whether it was at the bar or at the arena. We can debate that later on. But more important than anything, the Denver Nuggets put on their big boy pants and get a statement win, especially in a second half that featured some of the best defense I've seen from them all year. To help me celebrate, I got D-Line Co.
Let's go! Guys, what a great game.
Was that great?
What a treat.
What a treat.
Me and the fellas, 19,000 of my fellas at the game, actually attended the game like a commoner.
Man, like a regular guy.
Like a common man. I went and sat in the club level seats and enjoyed myself quite a bit. Said things like, boo, let's go.
Yeah, it's your line.
Cheered.
Good. Did you guys sit together?
No, we did not.
Separately, huh?
Me and Super Producer Kale produced quite an evening together.
Wow, I can't wait to hear that from Kel. Kel might be joining us, by the way. He's on the party bus. And then over here, Superstar Dev.
You don't need funky music when you have vibes. And that's what it was tonight. Well. It was the vibes, baby. I don't know if you guys know, but the Nuggets are back.
Oh,
man. The Nuggets are so back.
We might have to find the Nuggets, the back-o-meter. Here in a little bit for the entire Nuggets. You guys want to start this off by doing a fast breakdown? I know you do. Actually, no. Can we start it off, first of all? I don't have enough for you guys.
Are you going to take a solo shot?
I am. I'm gonna really, really this is sip this one.
This is literally how you know your friend has a problem.
No, my wife... Well, our friend is my wife. She came in, ordered, or got this one, took 0% of it and then left. And it was like,
now you're
going to
drink it.
I said, I'll save it. Didn't I, Timmy? I said, I'll save it for the post game. So, fellas, this one's for you guys.
Water. What? This is punishment or something. What is
Jubilee.
Happening?
What is happening right now?
I'm glad I'm not on the screen. What's happening?
Oh, that was delicious. All right, fast breakdown here. Jamal Murray started the game getting to the rim and then hitting a three. One of the big questions for tonight was, how are they going to do against Drew Holiday? How is he specifically going to do? He came out great. Drew Holiday's a great defender, man. Watching that guy guard is like, he's so physical. He's so tough. He's just so good with his hands. But Murray started off good. AG made no impact on Giannis early on. I've never been more discouraged by Aaron Gordon than I was in the first half of this game, in particular against Giannis. Giannis had 24 points in the first half and did anything he wanted to Aaron Gordon like he wasn't even there. It was very discouraging. But thankfully tonight, fellas, maybe since the first time since Belgrade, I saw Jokic with the eye of the Joker. That man, guy was locked in tonight.
Man, there was a moment when Jokic stopped trying his hardest every night. It was several weeks ago. We know what brought it on. This is Jokic, man. Like, this was Jokic tonight. Jokic did whatever he wanted. He was super aggressive. It was beautiful to see. Please, continue.
No, I love the interjection there. Malone got a tech because Jokic was in the paint. I think he had 11 points. He's in the paint. He's just getting banged on. You watch these slow motion. I don't know if the arena had them. Some of these slow motion replays were like, guys, how is this not a foul, man? Like, the one Brook Lopez, and he was so mad he got whistled for fouls later on in the game. But he puts the whole arm around, and as soon as Jokic goes, he does this one. And Jokic's, like, losing his shit.
Yep.
Malone got a tech, and I'm telling you, Malone does not always get a tech on Jokic's behalf. I am so glad that he did.
Me too.
That was big, and it changed the game for how it was officiated. I honestly believe that. We got a little Murray flurry. He hit, I don't know if you guys remember this, the first quarter, back-to-back-to-back three-pointers.
I remember, yeah. Well, especially as someone who bet on him hitting three three-pointers.
When they all came in a row,
I took note.
He took note of that. He had 18 points in the first quarter, a full-on Murray flurry. But the Nuggets are down, 38-37. Bucks were up. Second quarter, Murray cooled off to start. If you remember, he had 18 points. He comes out in the second, misses three straight shots.
Yep.
I was like, oh, that flurry has ended. And then the Bucks opened up a run. Yoke on the bench. What do you know? Nuggets fall down eight. But the Nuggets rallied back at the very end. They closed the half strong to get it to 66-63, and it saved the game. They come back in, and I felt at half, I was like, whoa. Denver has not played any defense, but their offense is getting exactly what they want. Second half, can they get defense? Absolutely. One of the best quarters of the year was that third quarter for the Denver Nuggets.
Dude.
Jokic couldn't hit a three. For some reason, he can't tell you. I think he was 0-for-5 to start the game.
Because I bet on it.
Well, you know what? Hold your horses here. He couldn't hit a three, and then he finally did, and I just felt like the heavens opened up. The Nuggets started rolling. A 17-4 run that had the Jokic three in it, Jokic dominating inside, Bobby Portis getting a tech and then thinking he's going to somehow intimidate Jokic. Jokic sunned that man so hard.
Joke around and find out, guy.
You know, joke around and Jokic ignored it. It was hilarious. I don't know if you guys saw it, you know, at the arena, how close of a good look you got at replay or this or that. He's like in his face trying to do this, and Jokic treated him like he didn't speak English. You know, like he just completely, it was the best ignoring I've ever seen. Then Bruce Brown hits a three. Nuggets up eight. Lopez gets a tech. He's whining on the bench about Jokic being too good for him. Then Jokic comes out. Nuggets up seven, and I got worried. Jamal Murray had us, though. He closed that quarter with the bench unit in great fashion. 97-85 Nuggets. Now here's one. What was the first play of the fourth quarter? Anybody remember?
First play
of the fourth. You start to get worried, right? Yoke on the bench. How are we going to do? What's the momentum going to happen? What happens? Nobody remembers?
We didn't take notes.
Jeff Green gets a poster dunk on Giannis.
With the left.
With the left. And I'm not saying like a dunk by or this or that. No, he postered that man. He postered him. I imagine Ball Arena was excited about that one.
They, from my perspective, I would say, I didn't talk to everybody, but most people seem to enjoy it.
Most people seem to enjoy that one. Then the game got chippy as hell. It was chippy the whole time. But after that dunk, the Bucks lost their minds. They started getting so like whiny, taking purposeful fouls, getting technicals. Bruce hit that three with 1.3 seconds in the corner. That was just like
so
the ultimate skit. They were down and he just like stomped on their heads. Huge shot. And then here's a big note I have. It's the last note because the game was over. By the time Yoke came back in, he just had to close the door. Zeke Nagy, Jeff Green, Christian Brown, Bruce Brown, that bench unit, they doubled so well, trapping the ball handler at the top of the key and filling the backside. It was some of the best defense I have seen from Denver in that fourth quarter, third and fourth quarter. Perfect execution and enough to make me excited for the playoffs and excited for Denver's upside. Dev, start us off with some big takeaways.
I wish that fast break time had taken a little more time. I wanted to live in that a little bit longer.
Are you being sarcastic? I like reliving the game.
I was feeling everything that happened there. There was parts that I did not forget, but there was parts that I relived.
The parts you relived, I'm telling you. That's why I wanted to go through all the little beats. There were so many. Every time I got excited, I was like, right down why I'm excited. Dev, what's your big takeaway from this one?
I just first want to give an apology to the Denver Nuggets and the DMVR fans across the world. In the pregame show, I was not myself. I was someone else. And you know what happened? I was tricked. They keep on bringing all these number one defenses, all these defensive player of the year candidates, all these lockdown defenders that they keep on harping about. And One by one, Jokic just demolishes them. And in this game, there was two great defenders. Jamal Murray did what he had to do against Jrue Holiday.
Yes, he did.
You know, an incredible defender. Jokic had his way with Brook Lopez, and I just had to remember that the Nuggets are back, and that's the type of games and performances they could do. So I apologize.
You mentioned Jamal Murray. Thank you for the apology. We accept it from behalf of all of Nuggets fans.
I don't accept it. Well, but
26 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists for Jamal Murray, and 5 of 10 from 3. He was such an X factor. I mean, I don't want to say X factor. This was a, hey, are you ready for the tough matchups? Absolutely, he was ready tonight. What's your big takeaway here?
Denver Nuggets are ready for the playoffs, man. Denver Nuggets have shown they, I mean, the only takeaway from this, which Dev stole because he went first, is that the Nuggets are back, man. Every Nugget is good. They're like, this is what the Denver Nuggets looked like before they got to such a point the standings where they stopped caring. They literally stopped, it's not that they didn't care, but they just lost the feeling of competition. They're like, they left everybody else in the dust, and they just, as human nature will do sometimes, they sort of like let their foot off the gas. This is perfect. Like, people that said that maybe they peaked too early, we hinted at this like a show or two ago. Like, they peaked at the, like, giving themselves a little bit of time off before going into this last ramp up during the easy games that like truly don't matter. And then coming out with their first real test and giving this performance, man, I'm so back, dude.
You're back?
Dude, I am so back. I've been gone. I don't know what I've been out, but I'm back, baby. I'm back. The Nuggets are good, including me, Eric Wiedem. I'm a member.
What did you say earlier about like the Nuggets fan base is not very boisterous because we're like not feeling it? That's what you mean when you say you're back. You're back to ready to be boisterous.
Oh, I'm ready to talk some S online, bro.
You're going to talk some smack?
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Stay
tuned online. For me, here's a big takeaway. I mean, all of them were great. This was a physical game. This was a chippy game. This was a pressure game because everybody, like the Bucks, wanted to come in and make a statement. I mean, there's a bunch of people. Not that the Bucks care about this, but there were like Om Yatmatsuka's in town with ESPN. So is Tim Bontemps. Like, everybody's in town for Denver right now. They all flew in for the weekend because it's big games. I think everybody wants to get find out what Denver's all about. The Bucks wanted this game to be physical. They wanted it to get chippy. And when the game got its chippiest, Denver played their best.
Oh, my God.
The Bucks lost it tonight. And look, the Bucks have less to prove than Denver. They've won a championship with their core guys. They're the number one seed overall in the NBA. They had less to prove. Denver had a lot to prove. But when it got chippy and when it got pressure, Denver elevated or ascended to this incredible level. Bucks got so frustrated and whiny that they kind of lost their minds. Honestly, we've seen Denver lose their composure before. Teams lose their composure. Tonight, Milwaukee lost their composure. That's how frustrating Denver was from them. And you mentioned it, Dev. How many number one defenses come into Denver and leave number two defenses because Denver beat them down so bad? Tonight, that defense, 123.4 offensive rating Denver put on them. And by the way, they cut that off with a lot of like 10 minutes to go because Denver was up 20 points.
Number one defense looked like number two.
I mean, Denver absolutely carved them up, and it was just so impressive to see. But let's start with our king of the game tonight. It could have gone to a lot of guys, but we're going to start with one, Nikola Jokic, the two-time MVP, 31 points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists. He only shot 50% from the field tonight. Is that our king of the game?
Yeah. Oh,
you weren't done with him. Well, there he is. Like a tiny.
The wee little king. No one would appreciate this more than Brendan Vogt. I only wish he was here to see the smallest king of the game we've ever beheld.
He's such a baby. Look at that. There it is. Jokic. 31, 6, and 11. Jokic. Oh, no. Goes 10 of 11. He gets to the foul line 11 times, goes 10 of 11. Couldn't get his three to go, but you know what I loved?
Oh, we're.
We're live. Do you need something?
All right. Well,
you can send them on up. That's fine. They can pick up. We have a very busy night tonight. Very party bus, packed, everything else. 10 of 11 from the foul line. And what I like is 1 of 6 from 3. But he was determined to make a 3. He was determined to, Dev, you're confused over there.
He saw the lights on. I just know that he knew we were lying.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, But back to what I was saying on Jokic. It was not even the fact that he just wanted to knock down the three. Jokic came out and performed in his game. Super aggressive, especially to start the game. Like, you want to talk about the team following their leader, following their best guy. He not only showed up, he wanted to prove, I am that guy. Yep. It did not matter who you threw out with him. Brook Lopez is a great defender. He went after him. Giannis is a great defender. He avoided him like the plague. Like, he just would not go out on him. And Bobby Portis wanted to try to get physical and tough with him. He's like, hey, I'm that. Yeah. I can meet you there. Like, yes. That's just the type of player I am as well. So,
love that.
Jokic is just, he's the king of the world. And he's DraftKings king of the game as well.
DraftKings king of the world. Yeah, I really thought the game changed and the game went in Denver's favor when Jokic essentially goaded Bobby Portis in that insane foul that turned into and then turned into a tech and it turned into and then we got a three pointer. It was a 5-point trip down the court for no good reason. Like, he was doing everything. He was absolutely in their heads. You knew Jokic was coming for blood the very first possession. Like, he'd had a little turnaround, nice little soft jumper, very first possession. You never see Jokic, or at least we haven't in a long time, seen him go and assert himself offensively right off the bat. And as soon as he did that, I was like, psh.
What do you think it means, though? Like, this wasn't a random game, Eric. What do you think it means that Jokic, I mean, we've been joking, he's been in third gear all year, and there's been a few times where he pushed it into fourth gear, like, because he was prodded into a fourth quarter, this or that. I think tonight was Jokic's first game of start to finish, fifth gear, step on it. Oh, you can take it, Dev. Why?
Yeah, I want to jump in now. This was really a statement. I think we say it all the time, but this was a true statement. Bobby Portis is their tough guy. You know, he's the one that sets the tone. He's the one that's aggressive. And I know the conversation was, if you're tough with these guys, if you're physical with these guys, they're going to falter. They're going to, you know, be soft. Denver showed, I'm going to match you exactly where you are, and I'm going to exceed that. Denver did not look like the team that you could push over in this game. And it wasn't about the MVP. It was, like, just to remind people, like, we're the best team out, Wes. We can match anybody. We have not been playing well, but this is our best year, and we still are championship contenders. So I'm going to set the tone, and everyone else behind me is going to follow. And this is the type of games that remind you what it's like to have the best player in the world. The guy that they're saying is the best player, he was on the floor tonight. Jokic was still that guy. So it was just great to see him say, look at me.
Look at me. Yeah, Jokic was the best player on the floor tonight by a wide margin.
I think Giannis was the best player in the first half, but Jokic was so much better in the second half that it trumped
Giannis,
it.
Dude, Giannis wilted. Like, he missed a lot of shots. Like, you saw Giannis's limitations. He can drive, but he does not have the skill that Jokic has. An obvious thing to say, but it was really on display tonight. He was forced to make difficult finishes, like anything that's not just a straight line drive that he can dunk it or just like lay it in. If he's forced to contort or like have to adjust his shot in the middle of it, like, he misses every single one of those. If he's shooting, like, early on, Kale and I were watching him shoot threes, and he was in warmups, and Kale was like, oh man, he's making them. I'm like, I hope he hits a couple early. Like,
he didn't settle tonight, though.
No, but Giannis can't hit threes when it matters. Like, he just can't. Like, we've seen this forever. And I was, so he couldn't hit from the outside, and he didn't look like, you know, the way that he is always reported as being, or the way that you imagine he looks like when you don't watch him every night. You just see the box score. Like,
yeah.
Jokic, the way the finishes he was getting and the way he was clowning Brook Lopez, like the way that he was cooking anybody that
he had
was
so
on
many
him.
Good post moves tonight. I mean, he was feeling,
man,
it.
The biggest thing, though, is that the Denver Nuggets possess a switch. They have one, man. They flipped that switch tonight. It's on. Like, they
I'm sorry, because it did feel like the Nuggets, I keep asking why. Why did Jokic play hard? This is the first time all year
switch,
I felt like
baby.
He played hard. Honest to God. And I know, like, that would piss a lot of people off that don't watch him all the time to say, since he's an MVP candidate. But, like, we know Jok. He manages the game. He plays like a point guard where he's just kind of picking his spots. Tonight, he didn't pick his spots. He just said, I'm going. Every time he's, I'm like, on the court, I'm attacking. And it was so great to see. And Giannis, I thought, was really good tonight. 31 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, made a huge impact, 13 of 22. But tonight was about, and I think a lot of the playoffs are going to be about,
We know Denver's offense can be unstoppable. They've done this. They've done it all year against everybody. Cleveland, light work. Memphis, light work. Any team that has a good defense, they look like a team that has bad defense Celtics. Against the Nuggets. Every single time this year during the regular season so far. The question was, can Milwaukee's defense outplay Denver's offense and vice versa? And tonight in the second half, Denver actually played great defense. Not good, great defense. And meanwhile, to your point about Giannis, this isn't always the case. Sometimes their defense will trump other teams. But tonight, his offense ran into a wall.
Yes.
And Jokic's defense and Denver's defense collectively did not. They figured it out in the second half, and they shined on that end of the court. And that's what was so great about it. Let's go to the post game. Jok doesn't always bust out the footwork. You know what? Jok kind of does like a boring offense. A lot. He'll get to that right shoulder and he'll just flip it in. And it's not that sexy. It's fun to watch, but it's not that sexy. Tonight he went to shimmies, went to fallaways. He did every, man, he brought out all the trips for Brooke tonight. It was like he wanted to, you know what it is? They don't double.
Yeah.
They don't double. And he said, all right, bet. Let's go. Good post defender. Let's see what happens. Let's dance. Let's dance, old man. He clowned him.
I hope he actually said that.
Let's dance, old man.
Let's dance, old
honestly,
man.
Honestly, Brooke Lopez was fuming tonight. Brooke Lopez was fuming. 13 points, 5 of 9, but that was the end there. So,
Jokic took it as disrespect. You don't send two guys his way. He's going to just eat. And he did it with points. He did it with assists. He just got the offense going and flowing, and other guys stepped up with him. But you talk about the footwork. You talk about him bringing out new things. That's because he finally gets to get that opportunity to a guy in open space. Like, okay, you know, here goes some of my best stuff. And Lopez had no chance. This is the guy that right now.
So crazy.
He's a top two, top three defender as far as like.
In the post, yep.
Yeah, defensive player of the year. And he acted as if he was not there. You love to see it.
It's got to be so weird for guys like Bam Adebayo and Brooke Lopez and these guys that are like specialize in post defense. And then when Jokic comes in, it's just like he makes them look silly.
I tell people this all the time, and people really hate it, but it's the truth, and I'm right about it. In the NBA, all these good post defenders are really good against everybody except for Jokic, Embiid. Maybe when Towns is healthy, he'll be the same, and maybe a little bit Sabonis and some of these second-tier guys. But your top two, Jokic and Embiid, they actually can't guard him at all. And then the guys that guard the perimeter but are like inside your Bam Adebayos, they guard the perimeter. It's like they're so versatile. But they don't matter against the bigs. That's kind of the thing about it is there's nobody that can do both, but there's only two Jokic's. There's a million Donovan Mitchells in the league
there's
and everything
two Jokic's?
Else.
Can we get the second
well,
one?
Well, I'm saying
team?
Joel Embiid is the other guy who's like requires something
Embiid
special.
Embiid is a Jokic? I hate this categorization. I'm not going to let
I'm
that
I'm just
slide.
Saying Embiid is a guy that you can't be good defensively. You have to be great defensively to make an impact. And yes. you can't come in correct. And tonight, Brooke Lopez really good, but Jokic just sauced that dude to death. Plus 19 for Jokic, 31 points, six rebounds, 11 assists. And I love that he took 20 shots. Fellas, I've been telling everybody all year, Jokic needs to be more aggressive, they say, against San Antonio, against Chicago, this or that. I think Jokic's just working his game, getting everybody involved.
You're right.
Jokic was so aggressive tonight.
It's so true. I wouldn't have minded if he was aggressive during the Bulls and San Antonio games, though. Those were miserable nights.
Would you trade it, though, if it was like him? You want him in the red for 82 games? They're the one seed in the West.
I mean, I feel like I'm in the red for 82 podcasts. More than that. We're on off days, too. No, it's true. Like, Jokic is he's smarter than everybody else. He shows it all the time. Every time you think that you've hit a new limitation of Nikola Jokic, he does something like this where, yes, he's clearly been drafting a little bit. He's still been scoring 30 points a game the last however many. But, like, this was – okay, like, this is go time. Switch has been flipped. This is exactly how he looked when he was in Serbia last time we saw him go up against Giannis.
You know what he had in his veins tonight?
Rakia.
What it looked like he had flowing through his veins?
Iron.
Vitamins and nutrients from IV Nutrition. Wow. Dev saw it coming. Dev saw it coming. Guys, IV Nutrition, one of our newest partners right here on the corner of Alameda and Downing, right behind the Starbucks, as D-Line likes to remind you. What do they have? IV Nutrient Therapy. It works on a foundational level by safely and directly delivering vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients directly to the body, which in turn optimizes the body's natural ability to activate its self-healing mechanisms. It's really cool. They have a bunch of different ones. We've gone in twice now. they're letting us sample the product. You know, they let us go in and check it out. Dude. And you get to mainline all these nutrients right to your body. They have different ones. They have one for mind and body. That's what Eric needed. Mindfulness.
Would you say that my mind seems sharper tonight than it normally does?
Dude, you've been so sharp tonight.
So much. Dude, I was just thinking about that.
My tweet, I had a really good tweet night.
Yeah, did you really?
I didn't really put it together, but now that I'm thinking about
that's what it is. Guys like Dev and me, we're more athletic, say, than Eric, so we did the athletic one. You know, they give you a little bit of more athleticism, a little bit more testosterone,
Keep up with Dev going to his car.
But in all sincerity, you know, guys have heard about this IV nutrition and IV, therapy, which a lot of people think of, oh, you got a hangover, you get an IV. Obviously, that's a great cause for it. We've heard of people using it when they fly in from out of town. They come in from sea level. You get to altitude. You always get a hangover, especially if you have a beer on the plane. You get here. You kind of feel a little bit weird. But it's also just great if you want to boost your immune system. So many other things. Check them out. Stop by their Wash Park location on the corner of Alameda and Downing. Anyone who mentions, they have the best discount of all of our people. Anyone who mentions DMVR when they come in will receive 50% off their first IV nutritional drip. Call 720-259-4404. That's 720-259-4404. Salt of the earth, people. You're going to absolutely love them. Also want to tell you guys about the American Raptors. We had them right here in the bar earlier. You guys know them. Colorado's professional rugby team.
Oh, hell yeah. Can I tell you?
Yeah, big fellas.
Very obvious which were the rugby players.
Is that right? When they were in here, you could tell exactly?
I was like, that's Kale. That's RK.
Kale, that's not
that's
a rugby
world-class
player.
That's a world-class athlete that obviously plays rugby.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Come join the show, Kale. Look, the bus just returned, as you can hear in the back. And they are feeling themselves. Stay up all the latest news with the Raptors with the DNVR Rugby Podcast. Our guy, Colton Strickler, he's got written content as well as great guests. So if you're interested in what's going on with American Raptors Rugby, that's your source. All right. Look at Super Producer Kale joined the show.
What's up, guys?
Super Guest Kale?
Super Guest Kale? a little bit of air. That's not air horn worthy, actually, Tip. More of a trombone, I would say, sad trombone.
Slide whistle.
Kale, how was the arena tonight?
Electric. That was my biggest surprise of the night, is that ticket prices were going up right before the game.
Yeah.
Electrically. And I thought it was going to be full of Bucks fans because of that.
Right.
And it was a Nuggets pro crowd tonight. It was electric.
Wait, Ball Arena was rooting for the Denver Nuggets?
No, but like the whole arena, like it was an electric playoff atmosphere that was pro Nuggets, and it was really, really cool to be a part of. I haven't seen that in arena atmosphere. I haven't been to a Nuggets game in 2 years, so it's been a while for me.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen an arena atmosphere like that since I've been going to Nuggets games since. Probably like leading up to game 82.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad that the Nuggets fans are back in this hype for that one. You know, that brought the energy. Let's get to Jamal Murray here, because we got to talk about him. 26 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists, a plus 14 in the game, 9 of 19, but 5 of 10 from 3. I'm telling you, man, somebody with the team not long ago, talking to him about, you know, where you think all the different guys, just trying to, you know, chit chatting them. Like, dude, Jamal, he just needs the pressure to be higher than, like, that's all he needs. Like, right now, the pressure's just not there. And, you know, Jamal, like, how's he feeling? He's fine. You know, mentally, he's like, guys, there's no pressure to these games. Like, if the pressure comes back, he's going to play well. Well, guess what? Tonight, there was pressure in the form of Jrue Holiday, in the form of Saturday night, you know, being a marquee game. He looked like playoff Jamal.
Of course he looked like playoff. This guy is a gamer. Like, he truly is a gamer. When the lights are on him, when it matters most, he steps up. And even if you think about some of those misses, those were like some challenge shots. He knocked down like 3 in a row, got himself going in different ways. But at that point, he started doing step backs. He doesn't care if Giannis is switched on to him. He wanted to show that he's a guy. And he's in the crowd, you know, trash talking people and making sure that he, like, his voice is felt. Got into it with the refs just to, like, you know, bring it a little bit more. And when he's playing at that type of level, it's going to be very hard for teams to, like, match up with him and Jokic, because you have to stop both, and then you have a haymaker from Michael Porter Jr. on the outside. So they just look complete when everybody gets going, and it starts with Jamal.
Yo, this is it, man. This is the big two. This is, we didn't quite, this wasn't two. quite, well, the big two that is the foundation of the Denver Nuggets, the two-man game.
Okay.
Jokic, Murray, the what we saw be get the Nuggets almost to the promised land in the bubble. We're not fully at bubble Murray quite yet, but it's like Dev says, then now you have that other component. You have Michael Porter Jr. that's able, willing and able to knock down a three. You have Aaron Gordon that was playing tonight. Like, all of the pieces that work together to form like the best version of the Nuggets starters were all on tonight, and you just see like what happens. They decimated the Bucks in the third quarter. They just like absolutely decided that it was game over, and they turned it on, and it was it. Like, it's like everything you need. Like what else do you have to see?
And Murray carried the bench minutes. Like, now the bench still got actually, you know what? The bench is all positive tonight. The only guy in the negative was Christian Brown. But everybody else, I mean, he was only a minus three. It wasn't like it was a lot. But he carried those bench minutes very, very well. And in that fast breakdown, I was talking about how, you know, that third quarter, I was kind of pissed. Usually Malone will leave Jokic in the whole third quarter. He brought him out with 3 minutes to go. Denver was up seven. And I just remember thinking, like, no, not now. Play him the whole quarter. Like, get that up to 10. Or at least keep it at seven going into the fourth. Malone brought him out, and I'm sitting there sweating. But Jamal Murray had other plans, and he carried that unit so well that they were up 10 or 11 going into the fourth, and I was like, that's it. Yo gets an extra rest. Murray carries him.
This is what the picture of the bench with Jamal was the entire year, and this is why they stuck with it. This was my big takeaway for the night. This is the ceiling of what the bench is like with Jamal when he's on with that unit, and that raises the ceiling for the whole team to a whole new level, because then Bruce Brown can come in with those minutes in the fourth and really solidify, play defense, and take them down the stretch where Jamal doesn't have to play 30, 34 minutes.
Yeah. Man, guys, bring it. Kel's bringing it.
Oh, he's bringing
gonna,
it.
Are you guys going to step up
I
over
believe
here?
Everything he says right now. He's saying it with such conviction. He means it. He truly means it.
Let's go over to Michael Porter Jr. Let's keep going down the line. Let's get to the big three.
Michael Porter Jr.
tonight in just 28 minutes, by the way. Bruce Brown, 29 minutes. Michael Porter, 28 minutes. It worked. Hey, I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing something out. 19 points, 7 rebounds, 3 of 6 from 3, 7 of 12 overall. Very efficient night, but here's the thing, Dev. Timely. His threes tonight were right on time.
Yeah, and he's setting up every single time, moving out the ball. Got himself going in various ways. But again, when all of the pressure is on Jamal, who got himself going early, when all the pressure is on Jokic, who was having his way, there's another guy that can hit you. That is the thing about the Nuggets. They have, you know, one of the best offenses in the league. And it's because they have three guys that could just punish you in various ways. They have gravity. They have an inside force. They have a superstar. They have one of the best shooters in the league right now. And Michael Porter Jr. Showed it again. Also, at no point did they just seek him out on defense in this game. And that's something that I thought they were going to do. So Denver did a great job of, you know, forming those walls and just making it that they don't have to put him in on an island or anything like that. So it was just great to see Michael Porter Jr. Be able to knock down the three ball again.
Yeah, man. A confident Michael Porter Jr. The greatest part about Michael Porter Jr. tonight is that he wasn't featured at any given point. He wasn't even like, they weren't necessarily giving him the ball. Like, he just filled in all of the spots where it was required. Like, a spot up three, like a drive to the rim, you know, a tough finish. He really basically did everything without ever really being featured, which is exactly the role that you need Michael Porter Jr. to play. Like, this was a game that Murray and Jokic were really kind of doing they weren't playing the two-man game,
right?
But each one was featured in their own way, and Michael Porter Jr. was so dominant in the ways that you just needed him to be. Like, you just needed like timely threes. You just needed him to do things that we all know Michael Porter Jr. can do, and it's just like more and more and more. It's not a surprise when he has a good game.
Every team has that guy that hits the three that just breaks your back. It was KCP for the Lakers when the Nuggets were in the bubble. That was Mike tonight, man. Like, his threes were always the ones that, if you're a Bucks fan, you're like, Murray's on fire. We got to stop. Yoke's killing us. We got to stop him. And then one time you stop him, it winds up in Michael Porter's hands. And we know that feeling when you're like having such a hard time putting out one fire over here, then one fire over here, and then the guy's open. You're like, God damn it. That guy. That was Mike tonight, man. Backbreaker threes. I want to go to KCP. We got to keep it moving. 11 points tonight. Listen to this stat. 0 for 0 from three.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I should have done this. What player am I telling you about? I ruined it already. 100% from three. 11 points. 0 for 0 from three. 8 rebounds. Am I talking about the shooting guard?
No. No.
Those rebounds stick
out.
It
has to be like Aaron Gordon.
You would think. But those rebounds stood out to me tonight, man. He was there in the trees and making impact. Like, when Denver went on that defensive stop, everybody was in rotation. Denver was doing this the thing where they would send two at the ball to trap, which puts you 3-on-4 behind. But they were rotating so hard. And everybody, when you do that, has to go to their secondary assignment. For KCP, that was boxing out the big guys. He was a beast doing that tonight. I was so impressed with him.
Well, and did an excellent job against Chris Middleton when he was on that assignment, too.
I love it, Kale. Dev, what do you got, Dev?
Dev,
can you go produce this?
In a second. With KCP, like we talk about shooter shoot.
Yeah.
This is a guy that is in a rut, knocking down the three ball. Instead of just trying to shoot his way out of it, he was like, okay, I'm going to get it done in different ways. And that's how you unlock your offense. I'm sure that the Bucks thought that they had to stop the three ball, and they didn't. He got to the free throw line. He's helping on the boards. He's making sure that his assignment is very tough. And
Kale, come back.
That is what it's about. It's just trying to find different ways to win. Like, KCP has proven that he's a winner, and he's a great fit with the Nuggets.
I'm a little distracted.
Aaron Gordon, let's go to Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, I'm a little distracted.
We got to round this up. We're going to have some guests joining in just a moment.
Yeah, we knew that he was going to be left open for three. He went one of five. He went 1 of 5, but he knocked one down right off the bat. Like, he looked bad against Giannis early and then figured it out. Like, Aaron Gordon was, you know, largely a question mark going into this game for a lot of reasons. We didn't know if he was too hurt, if he was going to be able to, you know, go up against such a big offensive threat like Giannis Antetokounmpo. At first it was like, oh my god, like Aaron like still has to figure it out. But as the game went on, like, he got a lot of those like vintage Jokic Gordon connections, like where he would just cut at the last minute, be in the dunker position, be ready for the pass, get the, you know, get rebounds, get, I mean, just all of the things you need out of Aaron Gordon. Everybody played their role tonight in such beautiful fashion. Like, this was just the absolute recipe for the Denver Nuggets to find their ultimate goal and get there.
This was a game that Aaron Gordon, Giannis was getting the best of him early on in the game, where it looked like he was not there. And we got to see Aaron Gordon basically hype himself back up and get him back in it. The way that they defended Giannis in the second half was perfect. I mean, beautiful.
It was unbelievable.
And it started with the wall. And that's also like a difference. I'm not sure if you say in defensive philosophy, but they never sent the double team like that. They never formed a wall like that. They never had guys just ready for the help side. And this was a game that I feel like Aaron Gordon really did step up in, especially late in it. He didn't have to actually score to be effective. He just had to compete, and he battled the entire time. He even had a moment that he got in Giannis's face.
Hold on. Well, not just Giannis. Was it Bobby Portis?
Bobby Portis as well.
So I was going to say, the first half, I thought he was terrible. I was worried. He had 3 fouls. He looks sad. And I'm telling you, we all speculate. Whenever a player plays bad, is he hurt? Does he need a rest? My theory is it's just a theory. I think it's a little more just like he's in his head, and I don't know if that has to do with being a little tired or – you know, unmotivated like some of these other guys. But I do think that there's a shit show at the bar right now.
It's such a shit show. People screaming.
But it is, but in the second half, and I don't know if it was the, it was Giannis, huh? Because Giannis went over and like grabbed him.
Yeah.
And from that moment on, he just clicked. He was a phenomenal defender. He looked like he had his confidence back. I think his confidence had drained from him over this last like week or so. His confidence was all over the place. It was phenomenal seeing from him tonight. I think he's back. Let's quickly talk about the bench.
Oh, my God.
Christian Brown, I thought his stint at the end of that third quarter was also phenomenal.
Incredible. Dude, the bench is back. What happened? Zeke fixed the bench.
Yo, Zeke was great tonight, too. He was moving his feet.
Zeke and Christian Brown were incredible.
Do you know what they provide? Here's why they're incredible. Because they're not, like, great offensive players. They're not even, like, defensively, they're very good. They move their feet. They bring energy, man. You just need, if you have one guy on the court that brings, if you have zero, you're screwed. And that's been the bench when it's been, like, the old guys.
You get Bruce, you get Christian, you get Zeke. You're just going to – the 50-50 balls are going to be 60-40. And tonight they were 70-30. Those guys brought so much energy, Christian in particular and Zeke in particular.
Also contesting shots, getting steals, just all the hustle, and not only hustle, like gritty plays.
Yeah.
Zeke was incredible. I mean, I know we're talking about Christian, but whatever. Like both of them, the two of them changed the complexion of the bench. And as long as we're talking the bench – Uncle Jeff was in, dude. What was tonight? Tonight was like a fever dream. Everything, dare I say, every nugget is good.
Wow,
is every nugget good? Christian, who amongst you will defy me in this now?
Christian Brown was great because he matched energy completely. He challenged Giannis at different times in the game. And Zeke Nnaji, he brought immensely. Like he brought real energy on the boards. He was tough, and he actually has fixed the bench, is what's crazy to say. They have not been bad since he's been back.
They
have
had one game.
You know how I know that they knew that they did well? In the arena, on their way out of the game, they gave themselves an ovation. They got an ovation from everyone. They clapped on their way off because of the dunk, because they matched their energy, because they built on a lead against the Bucks. That, you know, that's just not a regular team. You played really well on national television against the Bucks, and this is a team that has been having issues with the bench. So that was like the most promising part of the game, is that they seemed to find a way to play well with Jamal in this game. They seemed to play well without him in the game, and you just want there to be life for that bench unit.
Let there be life, baby.
It was life, man, in the form of a giant poster on Giannis, which was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I mean, honestly, like if I wrote the script for this and then submitted it to you, you'd be like,
I'd be like, nah, it didn't happen. Come on.
Yeah, whatever. You'd be like, bro, like, can we get like a more realistic? Like, Dev would look at it and be like, the Nuggets are going to win, first off.
If you gave me a script.
To win in such dominant fashion.
You know what? It would be so weird if you gave me a script of a game. Like, what's this?
I'm going to write one tomorrow.
It's a script.
Oh, you didn't get the NBA script?
Jokic steps firmly onto the court, the bright light shining and glistening across his skin.
Strong brow quivering with anticipation.
Fellas, tonight was fun, but the party keeps going. Oh, I shouldn't say the party. We got an incredible thing coming up here on Monday. We're going to have Rudy Carey, the championship-winning coach of Denver East High School, is going to be joining us on the pregame show on Monday. And that day is very special because we have both a Nuggets and an Avs game that night. We're going to have a double party. Yes, it's a Monday. Not a typical, I know, night you go out for the bar. But listen, Denver East High School has faced a number of tragedies over the last 8 weeks or so. And number one, Luis Garcia was shot and killed right outside of Denver East, a student at Denver East. By all accounts, an incredible kid, soccer player. And we are helping. The family reached out to us. They're looking for people to help raise money, do a GoFundMe. And we're going to help them out. On Monday, we're going to be providing a portion of all the proceeds of everything, money, every dollar that is spent at this bar. A percentage is going to be going to his family, but there will also be opportunities for people to donate separate of that. Maybe you want to come eat some food, drink some beer, whatever you want to do. We'll also have opportunities. In our show, we'll have a GoFundMe also set up where you can donate. So rather than Super Chat that day, you can go ahead and send in your donations. It'll go directly to the family of Luis Garcia. It's going to be great. 10% of bar revenue. Again, that's Monday, the 27th. The Nuggets are taking on the 76ers, so it's going to be a big game. Don't stay at home. Give yourself an excuse to come out here and support a really, really good cause. Also want to tell you guys about Pins and Aces. You guys know them. The really good gear, golf gear. It's almost golf season. I'm told there's a big golf event next week.
There is a big golf.
What's it called?
The Masters.
The Governors.
We all hate you, Adam. You know that, right? Everyone hates you. Everyone that's in the is here and in the internet.
It feels so good.
I'll also tell you, Pins and Aces and DNVR cooking up a little.
Is it? Oh wow!
Cooking up a little.
Are you sharing secrets over here?
I'm working with them. Don't tell it. I'm working on an 8-beer sleeve.
Are you really here? Not a 7-beer sleeve. Oh, get an 8-beer sleeve going on. Pins and Aces. They're Colorado-owned, family-owned, based right here in Colorado. They make amazing polos, hats, golf bags. If you want a gift for somebody, you got a birthday coming up that's a big golf fan, check out Pins and Aces. They got all kinds of good stuff. All right, guys. It's our party bus. Dev, I'm going to kick you out.
I hate to go. Hate to go.
Get out of here. Let's see. Our first guest once. I know you were here first. You both want to hop on? Guys, come join the show. Let's give a little round of applause.
Who do we have hopping on the show here today?
Let's find out.
Stefan and Zeno.
Zeno in the microphone.
Pull the mic right in front of your mouth here. No, there's one for you. We got one here. So Steph and Zaina.
Yes.
Is that right? All right, where are you guys coming in from?
Chicago.
Really? Serbian from Chicago.
A Serbian in Chicago.
My girlfriend got me tickets to this game, so we made it down.
How was it?
I had to be,
it was awesome.
Electric.
Was it your first time in Ball Arena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Absolutely. What a great game to catch.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My God, I wish it was my first. I'm a little mad. I've been to some terrible games.
All right, well, this is awesome. So you're Serbian.
And your name is not Milan.
I got like four cousins in Milan. Four uncles, though.
Two uncles and four cousins. All right, well, you guys know the drill. If you come on the show for these party bus nights, you have to come prepared with a hot take about the Denver Nuggets. So I need to hear from you. What is your hot take on the Denver Nuggets?
Yes, we know the procedure. I'll give you a hot one. Christian Brown wins Sixth Man of the Year next year.
Next year?
Next year.
All right. Five peppers. That's five ghost peppers.
Literally the hottest take ever deployed on this year's side. There is no chance that happened. But I love that. I love the idea.
Is that Christian Brown will win I'll say Sixth Man of the Year. We're really high on him. All right, so you're a Christian Brown man. What do you see in him?
The hustle, the defense. I mean, what can't you see? He stopped that Giannis drive earlier. It's what we need off the bench. It's exactly what we need.
All right. I like it, man. I think Jokic really likes him, too. And I pointed this out the other day. I haven't even shared this take yet. Do you remember when he broke into the rotation? Do you remember when it was?
When?
It was the Chicago game when Denver was down 20 and they put him in. But after that game, Jokic went to the podium and he said, "That guy's a championship player." Mm. Yoke gave him the public stamp of approval, and Michael Malone has played him every game since then. Now, is that a coincidence?
Jokic also declared that he wanted to play with Jamichael Green for the rest of his career.
You're bringing up old stuff, man. You're bringing up old stuff here. I'm just saying the Yoke stamp of approval, I think, is an important one, and especially for Michael Malone. And I think there was – I'm not saying Jokic was trying to force Malone's hand, but I do think Malone was sitting there going like – All right. I mean, if the big fella gives him approval, I got to play.
Yeah, and he's listening. The big fella, meaning what? Who? Harrison Wind on these very airways?
Harrison has been saying that a lot. Malone completely ignoring him. So I don't think it's Harrison.
Ridiculous.
All right. You have a hot take prepared for us? You can make one up on the spot.
MPJ will win the 3-point contest next year.
Yeah! Wow, you could.
Hey, that's a five pepper take.
A hotter take would be that he'd be invited in the first place.
That's why it's too hot, man. I just don't see it happening. So tell us a little bit about. I'm always curious about Chicago because we always hear that it's got a big Serbian population. I mean, what is the Serbian population like there? Like, what is the Serbian culture of Chicago like?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Chicago, Milwaukee even. That's why they had the Heritage Night.
Yeah.
Just
Everybody, to be fair, D.C.
Everyone but Denver.
We're not interested.
Yeah.
Not for us.
We only have one Serbian. He plays for the team.
I know, dude. It's only Serbian in Denver. Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, like, we have to do it for everybody. It's a lot of nations.
You're welcome.
Actually, thank you.
Yeah.
No, but what is it like, I mean, how big of a footprint does Serbians have in Chicago?
Oh, I mean, I'd say huge. You know, there are a lot of restaurants out there. Like, when the war went down, a lot of people migrated there.
Yeah.
And obviously, basketball is, you know, huge in our culture.
Right.
So you mesh that with already the strong basketball presence in Chicago, and that's what you get. So
you guys follow along with our trip at all when we were out there?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You recognize any places or any foods or anything that we were doing?
Oh, man. You guys in Rakia? That's what I'm talking about. I love that.
This guy had
heart warm. And I know it made your chest warm when you drink it. So.
It was really chest hot out there.
Very
though.
Hot.
Yeah.
100 degrees. I like the idea that you've flee war and then the one place that you look to, you like consider the basketball culture while fleeing.
What do you mean?
He said that people fled Serbia during the war and they looked at Chicago because of the basketball culture. I just like,
man, you're right. I didn't think about this, but you're right.
They're like,
Michael Jordan brought us.
I like that, but I like the idea. Like, we got to get out of here. Like, where? Well, where do they know ball?
Dude, it's so true. That's so good. We got to go see Michael Jordan, man. So let's just go. That's a great call, to be honest. It was honestly a great call. All righty. Well, thank you guys so much for hopping on.
You
got anything else?
Appreciate it.
All right. Let's bring two more on. Who else do we got? Who's up and running? Give him a hand. Give him a hand.
Everybody loving the vibes. This is a full vibe evening for the Denver Nuggets, for the DNVR Nuggets crew, for the DNVR bar.
We got a diehard Denver Nuggets fan and a diehard Georgetown fan.
It says Iverson on the back.
All right, that counts.
My OG All right. college.
Bring it in real close.
Bring it.
The microphone is the key to this the audio. One.
Yeah, right
Alex
there.
Alex straight at me, and Alex straight at it.
All right, remind me, who are we talking to? Pull it in real close, like this, so you get that close.
My name's Jackson. This is my girlfriend, Clementine.
And I'm Clementine.
Jackson and Clementine. Two great names, bro. Yep. Two great names. Give us your breakdown. Before you give us your hot take, give us your breakdown of the game tonight.
The breakdown is that begetting the fact that Nikola Jokic and Aaron Gordon went 2 of 1 million on threes, we still cruise to, what do we win by? I'm sure you have the 23
points. Man, yeah. That is an ass whooping. Holy shit.
Dude, like, what? Yeah. And then, and also, Aaron Gordon shot it with confidence. Jokic shot it with confidence. And we're used to when Jokic shoots it with confidence, we saw that 3 of 9 game against, who was that?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
oh, like Utah early in the year?
Yeah. And it like was the best game. Jokic just shooting with confidence. Doesn't matter. They shot 2 of 9. Tonight from three, and we still dismantled the Bucks.
Let's go, dude.
Second takeaway was
I love
Christian Braun and Zeke Nnaji.
Brown.
The switchability on the bench when they're locked in.
Yeah.
It's different when they're locked in. And that's the whole thing with the Nuggets. Are they locked in? Are they not locked in?
Most of the time, not locked in.
Yeah.
But
default setting, not locked in.
But unlocked. 1 out of 20 or 30, yeah. They're locked in, and can we lose?
Yeah.
Unlosable.
Well, so far, no.
So far, no.
They've lost a game where they've been locked in this year.
And this is my question back to you, Adam. Was this a playoff caliber energy game?
No question about it to me. I mean, I will say this. This game, I do think, played out like it meant more to Denver than Milwaukee.
Yep.
I do think that was the
case.
They
tapped off late in the third quarter. They tapped out.
And also, they just like, you know when you get tilted is when you're not up to snuff and somebody else is? That's when it throws you out. You know, it's like you're in a fight and you're the guy that's like, hey, man, I don't want to fight. That guy's throwing punches.
Yep.
You're like, oh, crap, I'm out of what? He's beat me to the energy.
100%.
I think Denver beat them to the energy tonight. They tried to fight back but ended up just losing their cool.
Well, and it was interesting at the game tonight. You guys were there, too, with me, right?
I was there, yeah.
Yeah.
He was. I was
we literally saw each other on the bus over. I don't know if you remember.
The energy. me and you had a great chat. A great chat, which I'll remember.
You guys had a whole chat?
Oh, we had a
and
great
had to
chat.
Ask if you were there.
Well, we have to tap in the chat later if we have time. But the fouls felt like they were going against Ball Arena tonight. Until early in the second arena, there was that one piece where KCB shot a free throw, Bobby Portis technical foul, and then the Nuggets just unlocked, and all of a sudden you blink, we're up by 20.
Yep.
And that is the true Nuggets when they're dialed, the championship performance, is you blink, and they're up by 20. It's a tight game.
Well, here's the thing about the Nuggets is that they score like the Warriors. They just score every time. So the question is, can you get stops? And when you get stops, scoring every time plus stops every now and then equals a giant run, and that's exactly what happened. But let's go. Let's get this. Let's get some hot takes out of you. Clementine, you want to go first? Did you come prepared? Do you have to make one up on the spot?
Oh, God.
Tell them about the $2 bill.
Oh, I'm defeated.
The $2 bill.
I might have to seize it back. Me and Eric were talking about this. The curse of the $2 bill. So we received the $2 bill after the Memphis beatdown where we secured the one seed.
Have you heard this story, Lindsay? Do you know this story?
The curse is broken.
The curse is broken.
It's shattered. It's shattered.
A fan gave us a Will Barton sign.
A fan. A plant.
It is Scott Foster. It was Scott Foster.
Gave us a Will Barton signed $2 bill, and they wanted us to put it on the set. We put it on. Nuggets immediate losing streak.
Yep.
Just started losing. And it didn't end until we tore
a corner off.
I'm not going to confess that we did this because I think it's illegal. Tore a little piece off. Nuggets 3-0 since then.
Everybody knows the one way out of any sort of legal, federal legal law is that whether or not it's fighting the devil. And we were fighting the devil.
We were. We really were.
You were allowed to deface all federal property if it fights the devil. Everybody knows that.
So Clementine's, by extension of Jackson, that was the $2 bill it was legit.
Yeah, well, give me a second to run right here. So what happened is we got the $2 bill after owning the one seed after the Memphis Grizzlies W.
Okay.
What a great W in this bar. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We got the $2 bill. Next game at home, Will Barton is here.
I love that you give me these big eyes. Like,
oh, 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 I know.
Like, no, I have no idea where we're going.
Yeah, exactly. Will Barton is here, and Scott Foster allegedly hands us the dub. Okay. Cursed immediately. Will Barton, we're here with the Toronto Raptors. Cursed dub. Next street, all L's, including until we go to Toronto.
Yeah.
Again, seeing Will Barton. Jamal Murray has to sacrifice his homecoming game. Game after that, we beat the Pistons.
All right.
After that, we should have beat the Knicks, but it was a close game.
A good game.
And now we are back to.
We're back, dude.
We're back.
Jackson, we are back. But I'm in, man.
We're back, man. We are back.
Alrighty. Is this? Do you have your own personal five pepper hot take?
I mean, my hot takes are just I listen to what you guys say while I'm working.
Okay.
And then I tell her what my hot takes are.
Yeah.
And then she says, "Please, I'm just trying to do my job."
We apologize. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm
so
it is your fault. It is your fault.
We've ruined more lives than just our own, which is remarkable.
Yeah, it is incredible that we've really spread.
I really only thought I had the power to ruin my own life. Which
to be honest,
well.
Eric, you've taught me a lot.
Okay.
You've taught me a lot. Always be in the dugout.
Always.
Because once you're out of the dugout, you're charging up.
I love this.
You take two steps up the staircase, and your hand is going up, and all of a sudden we beat the Bucks by 20.
It's so true. Find one flaw in that story.
I can't find any flaws.
Heck, that story.
And Adam, I'm feeding into him because I know I can't go toe-to-toe with you with the stats. No, no, no. When I'm drunk, we go toe-to-toe with Eric,
okay.
And we're here together, and we're fucking winning.
It's unbelievable. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
It was unbelievable. Thank you guys so much. You guys were incredible. Absolutely incredible. Let's bring two more on. Let's swap out. I'm going to do a quick strap tie. I'll do an ab read here in a little bit. We got some more people on. We actually have three people coming on right now.
Oh, man.
We actually have three.
MV3.
I think we have three guests coming on.
MV3.
Look at this. Perhaps the youngest guest ever on the DNVR Nuggets podcast?
And the second smallest.
And the second smallest. That was really tough.
I want to destroy the equipment.
All right, who are we talking to? Pull these in nice and tight here. Who do we have on the show?
All right. My name is Ben. This is Allie, and this is Lily, the little nugget.
Allie and Lily.
The little nugget. We have Ben. A baby on the set.
Look at that. Was this a first Nuggets game?
Second. We unfortunately, first in real person Nuggets game was the Grizzlies loss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't really satisfying. So we came to this one.
Well,
made the trek from St. Louis to come to this one. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
From St. Louis. So how did you become a Nuggets fan?
I watched the 2020 bubble and became a huge Murray fan. And then then he didn't play for a bit, so I became a huge Joker fan after that.
Hey, there you go. What a roundabout way. That is hilarious to think of becoming a Murray fan and then immediately losing him. That's tough, man. Yeah. I like that you became a Joker
fan. He's back. We don't say back, right?
We do for him.
Oh, we do for him. Okay, no, he's back. That's right. He's the back-o-meter, yeah.
And you by extension, or were you right alongside for the whole ride?
You know, I...
You can lie. It's okay.
The whole ride.
Yeah, there you go.
I love it.
But honestly, I've been watching a lot more games with him recently, and Joker is top tier.
Listen, I'm trying to convert the whole family, right?
Yeah.
I got, like, my sister here, a couple friends here. One's a Grizzlies fan. But trying to convert everyone
back
in St. Louis.
Don't you feel like it's true with Joker? If you just watch him a lot, like if you just watch like 10 games, you'll get it. This is why people that are so mad and hate him, I'm always like, you guys don't
are you
really,
watching?
You're not really watching,
not
guys.
Watching.
You watched one game.
I feel like it's honestly better just to watch the games over watching his highlights. I feel like his highlights don't do it justice.
They don't.
With like all of the other things. Like you see him look one way, and I feel like the highlights just don't show everything.
Not
that.
Only that, it's just like you don't get the feeling of pressure at the moment where he does something. You're just like not. Most people would just go for, you know, a very basic standard play because they're in their head about not screwing up, and then Jokic is like, whatever. He does like the craziest things.
Absolute dominance.
Opportune moments.
And he's also just huge. He's ginormous.
He is ginormous. He actually is really, really big. And he uses his size. By the way, Brook Lopez is bigger than him. I feel like when you look at him, he just looks bigger. He moved him around like a child today.
It's the pivot, right? I mean, time he kept shooting threes, he was like 0-5 and then scored 1-3,
I think. I'm going to post up Lily after this and show what it was like.
Yeah, Lily, lots of Christian Brown level of activity over there. You know?
I know.
Like, constantly in motion. Yeah.
Just hands in the passing lanes.
Always Lily, looking you're doing for the great. Rebound.
All right, let's get a hot take from each of you. Should I start with Amy? Do you have a hot take for us?
Allie.
Or Allie, sorry, I screwed that one up.
A hot take from this last from the
no,
game.
No, just like a hot take.
So like a prediction that's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's about right.
I mean, it's got to be, what's his name? Chanchar. Getting the half court shot again, right?
He's
got
to
get another one.
That's a great hot take. We're going to get another Chanchar half court shot this year. There's only eight games left. I'm with it. What about you, Ben?
Man, I don't know if I can beat that. That's a good hot take. I had nothing prepared coming into it.
I like that you thought of that right on the spot.
Obviously, I'm on the Christian Brown train. I'm a little bit off Bruce Brown. So maybe my hot take is like, is he not going to play as much in the playoffs with the first unit?
Yeah, he was great tonight, man. Bruce was. Changing 4 of 6, 2 of 3 from the 3-point line, including some big ones. By the way, you know what else we had tonight? Bruce Brown talking trash.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the wiggle?
Yeah, right? Oh, he had a couple of them, man.
Like, he had a couple smooth moves.
If you ever wanted to forget Bones Highland, well, you can just get a little Bruce. Like, dude, he's like, all right, fine. Like, I can do it, too.
We need him to yell Mile High City, baby.
Mile High City, friend.
Alrighty. Well, we're so glad you guys converted from St. Louis. Now to Denver Nuggets fans, we're so excited to have you here. We're so glad you came out. Did you enjoy the bus? Did you do the bus today?
We did not do the bus. We had a bigger unit, so we decided to go for a cheaper parking and
relate.
Buy some beers here. So.
But terrible. I will say that Ben listens to you guys all the time. So
I love
saw you guys up here and
always
he's like,
in the chat.
Oh my gosh, I gotta try and get on.
Oh, you're in the chat?
I'm always in the chat. I'm not chatting. I'm always lurking in the
chat. Oh, okay. A lot of lurking.
I don't think
in the
that
chat.
Counts as being in the chat. Yeah, well.
I'll send comments every now and then.
Fair. All righty. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll cycle you guys through. Great work. Everybody give a hand. Great job. Especially the little one, the youngest person. How old? We have to know. How old?
9 months.
All right. We'll see if we ever get younger than 9 months on the show.
If you get younger than 9 months, I think Child Protective Services might need to
be called. Get that. Guys, Backus and Shanker, you guys seen them as featured on this show. Backus and Shanker also as featured everywhere in Denver. I swear to God, I see Backus and Shanker more than I see my own wife.
It's like when you buy a Honda and you're like, wait, everyone has a Honda?
Yeah, that's right. Backus and Shanker wins for Colorado families. Really cool guys, man. Kyle Backus came in and actually didn't just hang out, but spent some time. I wasn't here that day, but has a really cool story about why he got into doing this, why it means so much for him. He lost a loved one, wrote a whole book about it. It's a, you know, he wanted to get into accident law for this very reason. He had a personal connection to it. And guess what? He's pretty freaking good at it. 25 years doing this, won over $1 billion. Okay, Backus and Shanker. Who is Backus and Shanker tonight? Jokic and
Murray.
As we learned, Backus, Jokic, even though he's the short one.
I've never met another self-proclaimed Jokic.
There you go.
I thought you'd be the only one.
I am the only sub. I really am a Jokic, aren't I? Thank you for pointing that out.
No,
that was really good.
I'm not pointing out.
No, that was your point that I'm like Backus / Jokic, and I appreciate it. We got offices in Denver, Aurora, Inglewood, and Fort Collins. And here's the cool thing about them. You don't pay until you win. They win, boom, then they get paid. They don't, you know, that's how confident they are. Check them out, Backus and Shanker. And they've got a phone number. I can't find it anywhere here.
Oh, hold on. I had a mnemonic device.
What is it?
You just keep pushing 2 until the phone just dials.
There you go. 2-2-2-2-2-2-2. Also want to tell you about DraftKings Sportsbook. We did great today. You hit your crazy parlay.
Oh, I hit my crazy parlay. My threes from all the fellas parlay. I got one from Aaron Gordon. I got one from Jokic. Jokic didn't hit any in the first half. He missed 4 or 5. And then we had the perch. And the, one of the ladies at the perch was like, I was like, oh, I just need Jokic to hit a three. She's like, he's not even going to shoot another three. I was like, bet. She bet me $5. Came out.
Wait, you bet her too?
Yeah, dude. I got an additional $5. I'm taking it from our actual fans. It's beautiful.
That's awesome, man. So download the app now. Sign up with code DNVR. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. We'll now go live to Ball Arena, where we have Brendan Vogt waiting. And I'm guessing he ascended to heaven tonight with this game.
I actually could see Brendan the whole game. He was not watching this game.
Wasn't watching it?
I think.
Is he playing Wordle again?
That's my best guess.
What happened here? Did we lose him?
We had him and then we lost him. Did he go away?
Oh, there's more of us.
Oh, God, more look at this. Love. There he is.
There he is.
Brendan Vogt, you're on the show.
Hey, fellas, how are you? What a game, huh? What a treat.
We can't hear you, but just give us your breakdown.
Just give us
your
breakdown.
I got you, fellas. I got you. This is where we banter. Ha, ha, ha. Eric, you're funny. Okay, here are the notes. AG on Giannis. Malone went right to this after the game. I felt AG did everything he could, especially in the second half. Obviously, Giannis was a monster in those opening minutes in the first half, but AG did a much better job in the second half. And then Malone shouted out Jeff Green as well. He said, when AG sat, I thought Jeff picked up right where he left off, and that was a welcome surprise. Malone was asked if this is the best win of the season, and he said, I think this is our best win since Memphis. It's been a tough month for them. That Memphis game was early in the season, of course, and they're kind of bookending it here with two of their
I would have thought that Detroit win was the best win since Memphis. What a win.
Yeah, no, he went with this one in Memphis, yep, not Detroit. Good guess, Eric. He thought Jamal Murray was great, and he fielded some questions. ESPN was in the house, so he fielded some questions about Murray's status, how close he is to playoff level. And Malone said, look, we've seen it all season, and we saw it tonight, and it's not just the 18 points in the first quarter, but it's the rebounds, the assists, playing defense, the all-around stuff. He thought Jamal was great. I concur, fellas. 18 points in the first quarter, that helps you win a ball game. I asked Malone if he – this is the third time, guys, that the Nuggets have beaten the top-ranked half-court defense in the NBA. They did it to Cleveland, then he did it to Memphis. They did it again tonight. I asked Malone if that gives him any confidence heading into the playoffs, and he said I don't worry about our offense. And when I say that, it can sound arrogant, but I really don't. What gives me confidence is our defense. That defense in the third quarter tonight, that was a return for us to who we need to be. The offense takes care of itself. We know he said that in the past, but he really keyed in on defense in this game. No surprise. He loved the way Jokic played against Brook Lopez tonight. Milwaukee went one-on-one. They're one of the few teams that can do that with their size and their individual defenders. But as Malone has said in the past, Nicole has proven against Defensive Player of the Year candidates and winners, he is almost unguardable. He said the first half was a shootout at the OK Corral, take a drink, but the second half was a battle of physicality, and that's where Denver really responded. And I think we all know, guys, that the Bucks are a very physical team. You don't win that game unless you get into that fight. Denver responded. I think they held them to 39% from the field in the second half. Some of that's missed shot making, but some of it is Denver's defense cranking up. We also heard from Jamal Murray, who said about this game, forget our offense. It was all about our defense, that they turned it up in the third quarter. He agreed with Malone's notion, by the way, that the offense just – it's not really where their concern is, right? If they play defense, they expect to score and win games. He loved the way CB played tonight. Christian Brown, of course, said you might not see it in the box score, but if you watch the game, you saw it. He was also quick to shout out Zeke Nnaji, and I'm glad he was. Zeke was great tonight. And he just said, yeah, we were all on a string. On the second unit, he says, look, it's just comfort level, chemistry. I'm getting – like, I know now when Jeff is going to cut or slip. I know now when Christian's open, he knows that I just want him to shoot it. You just it's a comfort level thing. What makes playing the Bucks tough? They have a ton of great individual defenders. You have to get stopped, and you have to get out and run to find the easy points. Even for a team like Denver, you got to find the easy ones. That starts on the defensive end. We then heard from the big fella, Jokic. Jokic was asked about the defense in the third quarter. He said, I don't know.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, let's go.
I love that Jokic and I have the same level of analysis.
Yeah, yeah, he does not know. He was asked about the energy in the building and if it's a playoff-esque atmosphere, and he said, look, our fans are always on our side since we got good, which I thought was hilarious. But it was another great, great crowd night at Ball Arena. Brook Lopez got in that early foul trouble. I thought Jokic took it right at him, tried to get him out of the game. I asked Jokic about that quite excitedly. He shook his head and said, no, I'm just playing. So back to the drawing board for me. Jokic's approach, more of the same, guys, just playing basketball. Why is Brook so good? He's got long arms, he's heavy, and he's really smart. And you have to guard him, of course. Brook is a good three-point shooter. That was tough for Jokic, having to get all the way out there tonight. he only grabbed so many rebounds tonight, fellas. He was shooting threes. He was defending Brook Lopez's threes. He spent a lot of time on the perimeter, so that's one way that the Bucks present a tough matchup for him. But obviously, he got the better of Brook tonight. He was asked if there's been any conversation about a signature shoe and if that matters to him at all. And he said, no, there's no conversation on a signature shoe. And then yes and no, if it matters. If it happens, it'd be cool. If it doesn't happen, I will not die. And then I asked Jokic at this stage in the season, in March, you know, it's been a long season. There's a lot of expectations. The MVP narrative was out of control. And I know he hates doing the media. And I even brought that up. And I said, at this stage in the season, is this stuff still fun for you? Do you still like coming here and doing this? And he said, the basketball, yes. The basketball is still fun. Everything else is kind of boring. He asked me if I was asking him because of the Luka presser, to which I said, no, I'm not trying to cause any drama. I'm just curious because I know you hate this part. I know there's so much of the NBA that's you kind of view as a circus. Is it still just, are you still in this? Just, I'm going to go play basketball. In between the lines, the answer is yes. It's still fun. The rest of it, he doesn't really care for.
Man, I love it. I mean, I'm honest, 100% honest for sure.
That's what you get from Jokic these days, guys. It's blunt, it's honest, and it takes a while for him to get out there, and it doesn't take much time for him to leave.
Well, just tell me real quick, how much confidence have you regained from this specific game?
I think you have to have a lot of regained confidence from this. Obviously, the Bucks are on the second half of the back-to-back. Everyone's going to tell you that if you get excited about this win. We all know it. But first of all, the Bucks are lava hot anyway, man. The best team in basketball right now.
Green.
And Denver did what we need them to do against a tough opponent. I mean, they defended exceptionally well in that second half. I thought their offense was – I thought they figured it out after a slower start. I mean, that's not a good matchup for Jokic. I mean, insofar as it's Brook and Giannis, it's a lot of work for Jamal with Drew. I mean, there's a lot of ways that this shouldn't be easy, shouldn't be an easy game. But they found their identity on offense. They defended their asses off in the second half. And they separated, man. They stayed composed in a weird third quarter, and they separated. The crowd felt it. The crowd responded. Denver responded to the crowd. I'm sure you could all tell through the TV, but playoff atmosphere 200% tonight. These reps, these games, these are the ones that do matter in the regular season. It mattered to Giannis and the Bucks tonight.
Yeah.
But it mattered to Denver more, fellas.
Vote, great stuff, man. Get home safe from the arena. We'll see you on Monday for another one. What a treat.
Let's do it again, baby.
All right, do we have a couple more? Are you guys wanting to hop on? We have Super Chat. You guys want to hop on? Last guest here. You guys on the party bus?
Yeah, that was fun.
Was it?
Yeah.
Give a little testimonial. Pull the mic in nice close like you're about to kiss it, right?
There, oh, yeah. That's
so give
nice
a little testimonial.
Good.
You had a good time on the bus.
Oh, yeah. Second time. It was pretty good.
Second time.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
You go on a bus, you come back. I'm
repeat
just saying
customers. We'll be again.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully in the playoffs.
Hopefully in the playoffs. All right, you guys know the drill. You got to give us hot takes, so I hope you came prepared.
Oh, yeah. You want to kick us off? What do you got? It's a hot take and kind of like hopeful thinking.
That's what a hot take is.
Right. MPJ, 50 P's in the playoffs.
No!
I'm just feeling it. It's going to happen, man.
I don't like it. I don't believe it. And I love it. I love it.
I love it, man.
And a career high in the playoffs would be I think Yoke did it his first playoffs, remember? It was game six.
I think
it was
MPJ
at the time
same,
career high, I
that's
believe.
Okay.
So nice. I like it. I also don't believe it, but you know what, man? We just need the MPJ game. Is that 50? Is that 40? Is it 30? I don't care. But a game that's like, yeah, remember that time MPJ just won game four, and that's
that'd
why they
great.
Won the series?
It is true. I guess we have like an Austin Rivers game and a Boogie game. Like, why not an MPJ game?
We have the MPJ quarter where he had 21 points. Do you remember that? But I think he finished with 24. So it's like,
whatever, man. Why are we talking about old stuff, man?
Well, it was still good.
I can feel it.
All right, what's yours?
I'm going Aaron Gordon, MVP for the finals.
What?
He's winning. He's winning.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be the man. He's
I love it.
You know what
Aaron
it is?
I love it.
Jokic, like, people get in here and they're like, I got to get hot. I got to be creative. I got to think out the butt. Then they just get insane.
Yeah, they're like,
I think Jokic will score 100 points. Like, what?
Yeah. I think
triple double.
Pewat's going to be the starting one next year.
The starting one. I like it, though. No. Aaron Gordon, finals MVP.
Revenge.
Who is it against?
The Bucks. He's guarding Giannis again, and he's having good games against him.
That would be
him.
Amazing after like, what happened last playoff.
Yeah, Giannis is obviously he's an amazing player, like potential MVP
sure,
of
whatever.
The year. He is. So you got Aaron Gordon covering him. You got some shutdown games, some big points. He can put together an MVP case.
Man, that is the hottest take I've ever heard. It's so hot, I'm burned from way over here.
It's getting hot in here, dude. Let's take off all our clothes.
Let's stay close. All right, let's go. Do we have any super chats?
Yeah.
No? What do we have? How many? 30. All right. We're going to have to mow through these. Can you make the screen a little bit bigger for me so I have my old man eyes?
I can help as well.
Go for it.
All right. Anatomy Buff says, Murray Fleury, Jokic in fifth gear, bench didn't lay down. Porter with great finishes, great game, great vibe. Let's get it.
50 wins. I can't wait till we get to 555. All right. What else we got?
Bradley Willis says, statement from the boys. It's a back-to-back for the Bucks, but blowing them out by 23? ? That's a statement. Going to the game on Monday, beyond hype. I'll see you
look,
there.
It was a back-to-back, and Denver is supposed to win, and they were favored by 3, and they ended up winning by 23. But it wasn't just that they won. It's that they annoyed the Bucks.
Yeah,
that's how you know it was a good one. When the Bucks were just like the Bucks are having a terrible flight home right now.
Maybe because they're going to Milwaukee. Yeah.
That might be what it is.
Evesor 42 says, Rocky shots for the crew. Need that funky music.
Yeah. I love it. 20, a 20 piece, too. All right, we'll go down and take a shot of Rocky. Why not? I'm feeling extra Serbian today.
Mitch Sims says, if I know what love is, it's because of Jokic. I couldn't agree anymore.
That's so good.
I'm not sure you do know what love is.
I don't think he does. Jokic taught us all how to love.
I couldn't agree with that anymore. Sam says, worried the second half was because of altitude back-to-back. Sam, who cares?
Exactly.
Dub is a dub. Love is love. Let's go.
I love it.
Evesor's back. Really glad I took more optimistic bets than
Dev.
Hell
yeah! Don't ever listen to Dev's negative Nancy.
Why would anyone listen to Dev?
Do you know how many times I bet Dev's other team bets?
How many times?
One time. That was it. I always just sit here and nod my head. All right.
The homie Gordon Glazer coming in says, this team can beat anyone! Let's go!
The same team in the finals. Let's go.
Canadian, which I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It's all about vibes at this point.
It's a lot,
Mitch
though.
Z says, I owe Jeff an apology. Every nugget is good.
Well, tonight
Jeff,
you do.
Jeff, we're sorry.
I do wonder if Jeff Green, though, in all sincerity, Jeff's an old man.
He's younger than I am by quite a bit.
35 or 36.
By almost 10 years.
But I'm just saying, I don't think he can go hard for 82, and I do wonder if it's like his best self every game in the playoffs. We'll find out.
He played great today.
He really played great, man.
Talking about that crazy dunk on Giannis.
Yeah, that was yummy. Yeah.
It was yummy.
Unbelievable.
What a great way to describe
Giannis
that.
Has been postered before. Like, there are guys that have caught him, but I don't know. Has he been postered 5 times in the last 2-3 years? 10 times at most? It's not much. Uncle Jeff got him.
A 30-year-old did it, so let's fucking go.
An old man by Adam's count. Carl Comstad says, for 5555555 issues season long proclamation of 50 wins.
Oh no!
And the funky music.
And the funky music. Well, 1 out of 2 ain't bad.
Oh, we did. We get the funky music during your fast break breakdown.
Oh, we did. All right. Well, there you go.
We got it. Right. Tyler Peters says, "I think I'm hallucinating from the vibes. I hear the music."
It's true. I love that.
It's true. You were. We all entered a vibes vortex. Nelson says, super chat.
I swear to God. Wow. That's a big one.
What a chat. What a super chat. Ryan Trost, the homie from Boston, says, Bucks quit like Cartman with more than 5 minutes to go. No show hand. How you like them apples? That was a very Boston.
That was a lot of Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. Was a lot of
how you like them apples? I got a number.
You like apples?
Marcus
well, we
Howard.
Beat the hell out of the Bucks. How you like them apples?
How do you like them?
Alejandro Botello says,
we're not good at accents.
That's not true. I'm a great accent man. Hit a massive parlay today. I'm blown away by this team showing us all they can defend. This team slumped, but has bounced back in the best way. Bucks fans blaming the refs for not giving the freak 50 free throws. What a win.
I wasn't even online to see that. Were Bucks fans upset?
Oh, yes.
They're always upset.
A lot of Bucks fans left before like 3 minutes
on
the fourth
quarter. They didn't
want
to watch the last part of the
game. There was one family next to us that did stay, but everyone else left.
Yeah, good job, family.
You want to make sure that your children wallow in the misery.
It would have been a better parenting job if they would have converted them to Nuggets fans.
That's true.
I'm telling you, I'm a big believer in it.
Some guy says, I can't wait to see how ESPN spins this. Joke's on you. They won't cover
it. They won't
game.
Cover it. Yeah, there's too much other stuff going on.
iNugs says.
It's just Giannis Jokic. You think that's going to be like discussed on ESPN? Come
doubtful.
On now.
I heard the Lakers are surging. You heard that?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Dev's not even here to hear this. How dare you bet the Bucks spread? Now, he's been gone for an hour. did you not know the Nuggets are back? Love the show, guys. Let's get after Philly. Jokic has the look. The
Nuggets deliver us the two-piece of Milwaukee, Philly. Good performance. Another performance like this. Like, oh, my God.
Do we deserve it, though?
I think that we deserve it.
I'm over here acting like begging for it. Come on, guys.
Yeah, right? Like, you earned it. You're like we're like the straight A student that is just getting extra credit. We so deserve true. It the whole time. Tom McGoldrick says, shout out Kale, shout out DNVR, shout out the damn Nuggets, LFG, Dunkle Jeff, P-Watt, Micah Consistent Jr. I love this team so damn much. I love when people just get on a roll with these.
You just picture them in a fever
dream. Yeah, they just start typing phrases that don't necessarily work together. I love it. Yeah. Tom, you're the man.
Right. Also, Michael Consistent Jr.
Michael Consistent Jr.
I like it.
Alejandro Botello back says, can't send 555. That's way too few fives-ish this cash, so I guess you can have it. Shout out 555-ish for willing us to these 50 Nug Life wins. Nuggets are back, baby.
My dude,
people
God.
Are feeling it.
Oh, they are feeling it. I mean, this is his day. This is Five's day.
This is Five, dude.
We'll see him later.
Let's find
What's
out.
What's the next one?
Tyler Peters again says, put this on Eric's books for his impending stint in Twitter jail after this game.
Are you going to Twitter jail?
I don't know. I was on one.
Well, I can't wait to go back and look at those.
Josh Moore says, don't be sorry to us, Dev. Take a shot and send energy to the God King Jokic for forgiveness. I like that Jokic is a punitive God King and requires penance. Dev has to give penance to the God King Jokic.
He's a vengeful God.
He is a vengeful God. Mile High Jelly says, this definitely convinced me that it was the Will Barton $2 bill.
Where is that?
It's over there. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, all right? The curse has been lifted, boys. It's chip season.
That's baby.
Thank you.
Let's go.
What else?
Big Namek says, super sticker. The Nuggets progressively coming back to form until D-Line falls out of his chair like Vince McMahon. Dude, what a bizarre super sticker.
Fall out.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That was so cool.
He's old. I want to see you get on this goddamn show, Lindsay. Great. Good times. Fabian Rico says, there are 8 billion people on Earth. How many people could Jokic beat one-on-one? I think all of them.
I love that.
I
think he's right. I think it's 8 billion.
He could beat 8 billion people. I could probably meet like 25 people. Alex L. Haraman says, new nickname, Baller the Bruce. Okay.
All right. Yeah. I'm with it. That's
who?
What is it?
Bruce the Baller?
Is it Isaac the Bruce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that
Scottish
King?
It's like a Scottish King thing. Okay. Eldelma Ortiz says, Eldelma Ortiz, great job. I couldn't agree more. Mitch Sims says, Giannis, anti-composure, Shook Lopez, Blobby Porters.
Dude, three great burns, dude. You got them. Boom, roasted.
The worst, you know that they're in the chat, too. Just like,
oh, they are so tore up.
Blobby Porters is like,
super chat is back now.
Yeah, Blobby Porters is like, I put on a couple pounds. Jesus. Yeah. All right. Hiker says, if you ask anybody which team would win a physical playoff atmosphere game between these two teams, the only people who would get it right are the most deranged Nuggets diehards. Let's freaking go. It's true.
Deranged Nuggets diehards for the win.
Yeah, Crystal good. Ghost, our homie, says, homie. Kale is the king of the gamer.
Let's go. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm sure what it means. Ryan Kelly, the first time in my life I told someone I'm going to the game, and they knew it was the Nuggets game.
I love
this. This is a Nugget City for the first time ever. Also, 5555 is the man. 50 wins. What a treat.
I love it. Nuggets town, baby. It's a Nuggets town.
It's a Nuggets town. Big Namek says, Adam, that script can be your ticket to Hollywood.
God, I just got to just...
get that script his return. For me.
Yeah, right.
He's got to get that script.
FYI, man. Adam already was in Hollywood writing scripts, and now he's back here in Denver with us on the podcast.
Swing and a miss.
Andrew Sullivan says, last day of vacation in NOLA, but had to watch this game.
Of course you did.
And happy for the win. I have tickets for Sixers game on Monday and hoping for the win there, too. Me too. Hope Party Bus went great. Love all the DNVR crew. You Let's can go. See how great it
I
was.
Love it.
We had very drunk guests, one after the next.
I also love, like, it's so true. You feel this. Even if you're on vacation, vacation is not as good as watching the Nugs.
No, dude. The Nuggets are my vacation from life.
I've been in Mexico on the beach multiple times over the last 8 years where I'm like, yeah, but we're watching the Nuggets.
Dude, today. I was like, in Serbia, and I was watching the Nuggets at 4 in the morning.
Cruise? No, we're not. We're watching the Nuggets. We'll do that tomorrow. Tonight's we're watching the Nuggets.
Ty Alwyn says, Joker is the draft kings. King of the world!
I love Peter it. Game so true.
Seth Lichtenstein says, Jokic is Bacchus, and all the Nuggets are Shankers!
It sounds bad.
It does.
Way, but
it does.
It's actually a good thing. I like it.
Joseph Zygmunt says, I went to the game in Philly. Can't wait for Monday. Go Nuggets.
Oh, let's go, baby. Come on. Dude. Don't go to the game in Denver.
Nice. CJ Scratch Torres says, Suns beat the Sixers. Jokic is 3 times MVP. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. And one last mega super chat from the one, the only.
Let's go. Look at this. $205.50.
Let's go.
Through all the ups and downs this season, the good wins, the bad wins, and all in between, this is the best 50-win Nuggets, or the best 50th win in Nuggets history. Don't worry, though. It's not over yet. The countdown to 16 playoff wins and the NBA championship will begin soon. Thanks, Nugget Nations. Thanks, Nugget Nation, for being awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, 555555555-ish. Let's go, dude.
Dude, what a homie, man. And honestly, this is the cool thing. You can cue that outro music there as we get out of the... Oh, Laking Ball has to always be. He always comes in with the
hater
butter.
Homie. Hater homie.
The resident Celtics fan / Nuggets hater says, hello, Nugget diehards. This is the resident Nuggets hater who pays to hate, even though I kind of like the Nuggets.
Yeah,
thanks, Nuggets, for beating the Bucks. Celtics to the first seed in the East. Can't hate. There you go. That's a good super chat. Yeah, we'll take it. Whatever. Go ahead and cue that outro music. The 555 thing, though, because I want to hang on this. This is what's so cool about our show. I mean, tonight we get to have all the homies in. Did a little diet. We did the party bus. We had a good time. But the cool thing I love is that people hop in the chat. And you don't have to be in the chat. You could consume this as a podcast. You can do whatever you want. But I love that people feel like the show is theirs. 555 started game one.
Yep.
Counting wins. Counting down 50 wins.
Yep. Really?
Tonight was his That's day. You cool. see the chat tonight celebrating him? Like, it's all about him. And I love that, man. Everybody, all these people have their own little bits and their own little corners of this show. Yeah. And it's so cool.
I got to say, yeah. I mean, most shows I watch, I don't feel like I can be a part of. It's probably the quality level. Or is a little lower. People feel like they can just hop right in.
Like, I can do that. Actually, you know how I know you're wrong? Do you notice everybody, people think our job's easy, Eric. They're like, oh, you just watch sports and talk about it. You see everybody get on here, and then they're talking like this, and you're like, hey, there's a mic over there. And they're like, what? Oh, sorry. It's hard. Apparently, it's hard to talk into a microphone. Hard.
You have no idea what we're doing over here. You have no idea who we are. Who do you think you are? I am!
Yeah, there you go. Everybody, Nuggets to 50 wins. Maybe the best win of the year. Certainly one of them. We had a great time. And now we're going to go hang with the homies downstairs in a bar that sounds like there's no more music. But
I'm going to get drunk all the same.
Hit the like button, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
Let's go, Nuggets.